Okay, let's see here. Let's go over to Paul. Hi, Paul.
Yeah, good afternoon, Doctor. Appreciate your show. I had a problem with shortness of breath about 6 months ago. The lab test said I was anemic. I did have an endoscopy, and the endoscopy said I had a hiatal hernia, and the physician put me on PPIs. Was it omeprazole, I believe it's called?
Yep, it's a good way to get malnutrition, sir. You go ahead.
And I was concerned about, I was listening to your program about, reducing the stomach acid, and I do try to take various nutrients that have helped me over the years, and I just wonder if there is an alternative to that PPI.
Yeah, there sure is, sir. There's something they sell in all the natural food stores at the home and dispensary and compounding pharmacies. It's called, here's the name, Refluxin, Refluxin, Refluxin. Now, what that does, it's all natural stuff. It goes down the
Okay.
stomach, but it floats on top of the meal, sir, so that the acid can't reflux back from the stomach. It floats on top of it. And then once the meal is as digested as it can be, it just goes through with everything else and it doesn't hurt anything. Now, that doesn't fix the problem. Because if the problem is low stomach acid, of course we're going to reflux. Because if the acid is normally made in the stomach, it actually triggers the muscle that separates the stomach from the esophagus. It triggers it to close, so the acid can't get right back up. So we cannot entirely blame acid reflux on a hiatal hernia, foofies, because there's a lot of people who are found to have hiatal hernias. But as long as their sphincter muscle is working, that muscle shuts and the acid can't come back up and bother them. So sounds like you need to be working with a doctor who can find out what your stomach is doing and not doing in the way of making hydrochloric acid and pepsin, sir. And I'm going to shut up, but we'll get back to you after the break. But we got to take the break.
All right, thank you, Doctor.
And we can get done.
That was reflexin in, Doctor.
Refluxin, yeah.
Refluxin. Now, help me understand. Now, I know anemia is a depletion of iron and hematocrit, etc. And does the hiatal hernia, does that cause excess bleeding where you lose basically iron and.
Not usually, sir. And by the way, hydrochloric acid not only helps absorb iron, which is the major mineral in blood, red blood cell formation, but all the other minerals that are used in red blood cell formation too. It's not generally advertised that if there's going to be plenty of iron and there's not enough copper, that iron won't get into making the blood cells. And we also need molybdenum. And there's one other mineral I'm not remembering at this time. There are three or four minerals involved in helping that iron to become the center of a red blood cell, sir. And the hydrochloric acid pepsin separates all of those minerals from the food supply so they can be absorbed. So, like I say, it sounds like you need to be working with a physician who knows about this kind of stuff.
Now, does your clinic handle that type of malady?
Yes, sir. And we've been doing that since 1976 when we got the very first edition of a German-made stomach acid testing thing that does not involve pumping out the stomach.
Now, one quick question. Do you accept Medicare or a supplement plan?
No, sir. Since 1973 when we started, we have not taken any third-party payment because if we did, there would be restrictions and directives about how we could practice, and we would not be able to do the best job there is available for the people we work
I
with.
understand. The other quick question I have is I'm also taking testosterone, but I found it to be expensive. I'm taking Androgel. Do you have a method that is different from Androgel? I'm concerned about efficacy and also the price. It's expensive.
I know, and that's partly the pharmaceutical companies and partly the FDA. When guys need testosterone, if they happen to be past 60, the odds of it coming back, even with a lot of help, are not great simply because of the environmental pollution with particularly chemical sprays and are used in farming. So we go to the bio, yes, right. We go to the compounding pharmacies, and they use bioidentical testosterone, but I'm not going to tell you it's a lot less than Androgel. It's somewhat less, but it's not a lot less in its price. And that's just the way things are now with the regulatory apparatus that we have in our country.
So I know Key Pharmacy is a sponsor on your show. Maybe I should give them a call.
Give them a call and ask them. And, sir, we got a couple other people here. Thank you very much for calling.